We said that in the Ritva, it's in the Chumash, in the Chidushim, that the bracha is based within the Rabbanan. Right? But if you look carefully at the Ritva in the Ritva's bracha, right? You have it in front of you? Did you get a copy? Yeah. Oh. So it says, I think it's good. So look at the Lashon and the Ritva. Right, again, what have we said so far? We explained. We pointed out in Machlokes between the Bali and Tosfos, and probably Rabbi Shmuel ben Tzedekah and Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Yehuda Misur Leon, and maybe the Ri, and then later on the Pnei Yeshua, and perhaps the Menachas Chinuch on the other hand, with their brachas, they rise and brachas Rabban. Right? They also suggested that in the Ri. So this really boils down to the issue of whether a svara is mechanish din deraisa din derabanan. Even the Minchas Chinuch, and the Chor, what the Minchas Chinuch says, the Chor has to be pshat. Chassidus said over there that that when we say that a bracha, that if he would say a bracha to Dinei Raisa, it means that the concept of Dinei Raisa, the key of Hagdah is Dinei Raisa, but the Nusach Hashem is Dinei Rabbanan. And it's just like Rambam Shita of Tilos, Dinei Raisa, this is Dinei Raisa. It means to be misbalted to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to say something, to be Shevach is Deiraisa. Exactly what you say, when you say that's in the Rabbanan, even according to Rambam. So Ben Chaschinoch says in this has to be Pshat. L'chayra, if Ben Chananel says it's Deiraisa, if Rabbi Yehuda Misulyan says it's Deiraisa, so l'chayra, it would be hard to imagine that they really hold it as a Din Deiraisa, the Baruch Hu Shalokim Melech, Elohim Shem Malchus. It would be hard to imagine. Pashas means that there is something that Raisa, whatever we're going to say in Brach is, we say Brach is a matter, we say mitzvah, say Tilos Rishus, say it's Hagdah, whatever we're going to say at the end, that's the Din De Raisa. However, we mag be Bracha, we learn the Sugis, whatever Gedra then is going to be, that's the Din De Raisa. Exactly what we're going to say, we're going to do the Rabban, that has to be the one. So the Yisoid of here is when we are Machadesh Adin Mitam Svara, when Machadesh Ad Mitzvah Mitam Svara, he's a Slach Sloshim. So is that a Din Dei Raisa Din Dei Rabbanan? That Lachar is the Machloik. That is a Machloik, as Hayotze, from the Machloik of Shem Rabbi. So the Ritva says, and we know the Ritva holds that it brought Din Dei Rabbanan to Mefurash and Chidush. So the Ritva here says, Leibo HaTorah, Leibo BaTorah, Shemechsav, Mitzvah Levarech, Odom Al Ano, Koyim Sheyene. Lefisha Seichel Moira Alze, Lebale HaEmes. The Torah is not, the Torah should nechsav. Kadosh Baruch Hu did not record the mitzvah of bracha in Torah should nechsav. Koyim Sheyene, Lefisha Seichel Moira Alze, because it's svaridik. Because a person who is an honest person, who thinks honestly, I guess that's what it means, Labali Emes. So it's Seichelik. It's Mufurish. It's not Mufurish. It's Haseichel Machayim. So I don't need a Kodesh Baruch Hu to be Mitzvah. The Kol Shalai Birech Lachle Be'ech B'neyav Nefach Le'ina Ano. I don't know what to do with this Lashon. And if a person does not make a bracha, so that's not Ano. And I don't know. I don't know, I probably get it right in. In fact, I don't know. He's writing a Sefer Halacha, so maybe we want to be Mizaris people. I don't know. I've only did a Sefer. Avoli divrei sefer, but Chazal we're misaking. Also, the odom sheyene miklum at yivorech b'shem umalchus baruch ato Hashem elakinu melech elam. So what is the Raisa and what's the Rabbana? Avol b'divrei sefer. So what we said yesterday is correct, that what happens with the Ritvor writes before Avol b'divrei sefer is that it's din de Raisa. Right? So l'chayre the Ritvon Halach is saying that in bracha you say that bracha is din de Raisa. So how do we square that with what the Ritva says in the Chidushim? That is within the Rabbanan. No, what would you say? How did Mishan the Ritva? You go ahead, Michael.
I mean, the Ritva said it was a little different. The Ritva said, he says that
The Torah didn't write it because there's a group of people who understand on their own. Nevertheless, Chazal were misaking it. Not everybody will understand this on their own. Bali Emes will come to this conclusion. But the rest of us, right, not going to come to this conclusion. So Chazal were misaking, and now the Ritva is more specific. Chazal were misaking number one, an Iser, and number two, to do B'Shem Malchus. I could imagine someone reading this Ritva in a way that's very, very similar to the Minchas Chinuch. I can imagine somebody saying, because it's Pasha. It's a Sevara, the Eraisa, to make a bracha. And Chazal were misaking two things. Number one, they said in addition to the mitzvah, Levarech is an Iser Achila without bracha. And Chazal were misaking exactly what you should do, Shem HaMalchus. Right. I can see somebody reading this. What's the problem with reading it this way? Go ahead. Correct. Right? If you'd only have the Chidushi Alachis, right? Or if one of the Chokrim would say, it's not a real Ritva, alright, so then it would be Machloikis, right? Two different days. Right? It would be very easy to read this Mamish along the lines of the Minchas Chinuch. But if the Chokrim are correct, if this is a Ritva, right? And they seem very convinced of it, so then he has to square it with the Chidushi. So that's what stops us from reading it in the simplest possible way. So we come to the halacha saying the Ritva's shita is birchas hanena din derabbanan, and we have to fit into that straitjacket this Ritva. So how do you fit it in? How are both going to be correct? So the Chavad Michael saying it works out very nicely. He's saying that the Ritva said balei emes are going to figure it out. Ooh. So what does it do for the rest of us? They didn't have Ter El Bali Emes. I don't say that I'm not sure who the Bali Emes are, but the Ritva is very clear that it's a defined group of Jews. No idea if he holds that Bali Emes are a small group who figure things out correctly. I mean, maybe it's most, but it certainly is a group of Jews. And Ter is certainly mitchayev all of us, even though they're not Bali Emes. So a correct reading of the Ritva would be the Torah did not write something which Balei em is something which there will be Jews with straight minds could figure it on their own. So the Torah didn't bother writing it, right? Just like we saw yesterday, the reverse lashon in Rabbi Yehuda Misilian. Torah because of a Quran. Rabbi Yehuda Misilian holds people, anybody can figure this one out. But Torah because of a Quran. The Ritva says not everyone can figure this out. Mimela, Chazal have to articulate this idea within Torah. Right? Now, I didn't get to the record. So, who's the Rebbe? Can you put up the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah? Daf says Zayin on the bed. Yad of the Yom. You said it's the Ritva. It may be a little bit of a tangent for us. But number one is the Yonah Diyayim, and number two, it is the Yisrael you have to be aware of. You probably know there's a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ritva, what an Asmachta is. Right? The Rambam holds an Asmachta is a hook to hang something on. The Rambam holds, when you use the word Asmachta, it is a bona fide, din derabbanan, nothing more, nothing less. So what's an Asmachta for? The Rambam writes, an Asmachta is an order to, is Chazal wanted to identify their halachas with the din with the pasuk. That's it. Why? Pasuk the Rambam is it's a mnemonic device. Right? Mitzvah Hashem, next year we'll discuss the she'iltas. What are the she'iltas? Rambam is going to organize the halachas around the parashas. Which is like nowadays, the last 20 years or so, there's been many svarim that come out and organize halacha around the parashas of Shavuot. That's a new style. It's not a new style, it's a style of the Goyim youth. And then Mishtaka Dover now came up again. So if you have halacha organized around the Tevish of Achsav, so you're sure that people remember this over and over and over again. Thank you very much. So the Rambam says that, and this is the Pashas, there are a little bit slightly different nuances that some say in the Rambam, that Asmachta means Chazal wanted to identify Allah with the Pasuk, that way you'll have once every 3 years when you're laying, so you'll end up chazaring Allah as well. Right? That's one approach. The other approach is that Chazal wanted to create a more unified approach to Din Derabbanan. So people should see that the separate parts of it, The Ritva argues with this Shita of the Rambam, and the discussion which the Ritva is responding to, the sugya, is the sugya of Malchias Zechroides B'Shefers. Gemara of the Tazayin Amud base says, no, Amun Aleph says with the Ma Omra Torah. Ma Omra Kudish Baruch Hu. Imru Lefani Malchias Zechroinus V'Shefers. Right? Malchias Kedesh Tamlichuni Aleichem. Zichroides shkitesh shetale zichroinechem lefana ubame b'shoifer. So Chazal in the Sifra, they darsh in the pasuk the Ritva calls vayelchem zikar with Hashem akeichem. Shezeb bnei Av b'chol mokim shatayim zichroinois at the simach on Malchias. Right. So the. Okay.
Based on this drosha, ani yeshem lekecher. Vayel lachem zikar v'lefnei ad lekecher. Ani yeshem lekecher. So ani yeshem lekecher is malchias. Zikar is zechronis. So zechronis and malchias had to go together. And mehachas somchu rabban l'tikuni ha'nefzuk in tkiyosa. Ushalach yitan in kiva ayat v'kashbar hu im l'chai malchias. Zechronis. Kol mashish v'esmach m'lachosar. Okay, here we have it. Shekol ma, this is the key word. Shekol ma, sheyefe asmachta min apostle. Hey, ira kadosh baruch hu, sheroi laso iske. Kadosh baruch hu was ma'ir us. He has inspired us to understand sheroi laso iske. Ella sheloi kapu chayba. Kadosh baruch hu did not make it into mitzvah day rice. Umbos v'chachamim. And it was up to Chazal to make it into mitzvah day rice. Bizet number bor be emes. The loike the rimfosh. What the Rambam says? As machtoi shuki derach simen shenostu chachamim. That this is just a simen chazal gave loy she kavonas ater lecha. Chas v'sholim yishdak adaber v'lo yomar shezuk das minus. Bor right. It's just the Rambam's clear. Amal atayi v'hiki ra v'cha. Tayi is right at the thing in a certain way. Umosra tiyu v'adaber. The Kavoy, the Chachamim in Yirtzu. Chazal can still determine if they want to be, Kaveyet. Kemoshe Nehmar, as he saw Alpi Adama Shehilacha, Lefiha, Tinsa Chachamim, Nestim Chalok, and Mirayo, Ezek, Raya, Smat, the Rebbe, the Turk, Kalimar, Sheinam, the Chachim, the Lorbali Bomb, the Holter, Shalpe, Rimbuzov, the Terish Vassar. Right?
So that machlokes, the more I was thinking about it this morning, that machlokes really very much pertains to our sugya. Right? Because our sugya is an asmachta. Sivadva holds that this is something that Kadosh Baruch Hu was ma'ir us to do, but left it up to Chazal to misake. Right? Exactly why that would be. We can speculate many, many reasons that there could be certain things that have to be enacted in a way that is fits the door. I don't know. Sarachi and God, how does Baruch Hu determine exactly what category to put things in? But the insight that we see, it is Dover Bor, right? There is Bor writes Dover Bor Be'emes. He writes that asmachta means that this is clearly Ritzayin Hashem. It was Ritzayin Hashem the only ad. It's Ritzayin Hashem to the Kadosh Baruch Hu embedded into the Teresh of Achsav. Right? And it's Ritzayin Hashem that Chazal should make a determination exactly how to articulate this Ritzayin Hashem and realize it and be Mesakeh. Right? And the Ritzvos is the Rambam would not agree with him. The Rambam say for carrots. Asmachta means it is in thousand year abonim. After Chazal figured out what they want to do, and they were misbacking it, then it became Ritzayin Hashem that we should follow Chazal. Right? But it's not that Chazal were looking into the Torah. According to Rambam, there are probably different kinds of Chazal. But the pashas of the Rambam is that certain Chazals, or many Chazals, or most Chazals, are din the Rabbanon that Chazal were misakin because of Kefi Tzerach HaShot, Tzerach HaZman. Would the Ritva hold? No. So the Ritva would hold probably Farker. The Ritva would hold that once a Kadosh Baruch Hu left it up to Chazal to determine, so it would have the halachas of Safek Derban Lekula. We have the halachas of Vishas, Vimokim, Tzal, that goes with the Rabbanon. Right? It would have all the trappings within the Rabbanon.
What's the difference between the Rabbanon and the Rabbanon?
practically, you can't say with certainty. There is a prima godim. If you want, I can hunt down for you. There's a prima godim in the psychic halelos which does have nafka minas between a din de rabbanon with a smachta versus the that asmachtas. Exactly what the I don't remember what the nafka minas was. But that would answer your question. I'll try to get it for you. Prima godim. If I remember correctly, it could be that the Prima Godim says the difference might be in whether a later Beis Din can be vatel that of an earlier Beis Din. It doesn't mean that the result every drabon is the result. Also, that there are drabonim that are entirely within the drabonim, but a drabonim that has a smachta is chazal understand themselves to be expressing something which is already which a Kadosh Baruch Hu has hidden within the Torah to be expressed. The kasha to the kasha. I have to get an answer for you. Will there be enough commitment between Rama and Rama? But conceptually, it's certainly very different. All right. So l'chayra, if we come back to our sugya, so the Ritval would say that brachos are an idea which is Tomen Batera, and Chazal were misakene. So it's a bona fide din de rabbana, according to Ritva. That's what the Ritva wrote in Chidushim. And the Ritva explains it here that now this Ritva is simply expressing the Ritva of Asmachta. So din de rabbana Asmachta, Memela, it would be Kadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. But it's Talmud. It's not like anybody can figure it out on their own. Not everybody can figure out that whenever you mention Malchus, you have to. Whenever you mention Zechariah, you mention Malchus, and not everyone can come to the conclusion that we should make brachas. Right? So I would call this a svara shechit shakra. It's a svara, but I need the Torah to tell me this svara. Unless I'm one of the Balayans. Right? That would also explain the Ritva and the Chidushim. Because the Ritva and the Chidushim says, we have it on page Reish Chav Gimel, we have the fancy Ritva. Otherwise, it's Ritva and Asugya. El Asvaru also Oshinev Noel, like Racha Perish. Mishum Dech Seva Hashem or Tzum Loya. It will come on. Eyech Yitul Ozan Masha'in Shaloi, Meloyitam Venerishuk. Right? So why is the Ritva quoting a pasuk? If it's a svaro, per care. Svaro! Hey, yechidl odem, ha-she'en ha-shaloi, yechidl ben rishos. What do you mean? Perush, mishum dechidl shen rojim loya. So that, I think it's mukhrach. If we're going to put the Ritva together, we should put together with her. So it means the Ritva is saying that once you have the pasuk, Dovid HaMelech, Ruch HaKodesh, Hashem, ha-rojim loya, so that was kaveya for us. The way I would say it loosely, that is the pasuk which is mechadesh svara. More rigorously, it means that Torah is kaveya a certain mindset that we're supposed to have. The mindset is l'ashem ma'aretzum loya. Once you have that mindset, memela, you're going to have to ask rishus before you take something. You could say it in one of two ways. Right? There's a little bit of a different nuance. You could say that, right now we don't have enough to determine which is correct. You could say it that Chazal want us to feel all the time Hashem Ha'aretzim Loya, and making a bracha is the key of Hashem Ha'aretzim Loya. Or you could say, forget, you could say that the Chazal understood that the Torah wants us to have a mindset of Lashem Ma'oratzim Loya. That mindset is Machayev Netilas Rishos. Without any Raya, L'chor, the second is correct. But what we've suggested here the following, right? What we've suggested last half hour is the following. that there is a concept of the Torah being machadish asvar. Now, at first glance, it sounds like a contradiction in terms. Based on what we said yesterday, it's nonsense. Right? Asvar means that I should figure something out on my own. Right? The name Shu is Gemaris. Right? Svar Lomli Kra. So the whole idea of a svara is I don't need a pasuk. The whole idea of a svara is without a Kadosh Baruch Hu sivui, I would figure this out. Mishpat l'chayim, right? I may not get the exact way Kadosh Baruch Hu wants me to get it, but I'll be in the ballpark, right? So l'chayim is svara if I care. L'chayim k'ram means that I wouldn't get it right. I would miss the whole thing altogether. And svara means left to my own devices. Say Chalayosh, I figured out. So what does it mean, Asvara Shechid Shaloi Kuro? I would argue strongly that is what we're talking about. Because if you look at, if you now look at the Rishonim, the first time with the Rishonim, that hold that a Brach is a Deiraisa. So Rabbi Nachmanal says that the Torah was Machadish Bracha Lagabi Shiva Sabina. What did Chazal add? Chazal added the boss that makes him a dog in. Right? Going to carry a voice. Things beyond the Shiva meaning. So it's clearly that the Torah, in Ibn Hanan's case, clearly the Torah was committed. And then Chazal understood this is the right, this is what Mishrachim wants of us. So we'll take it to every macha. They didn't say the Torah says only make a bracha on Shiva Sabina. No, it must do every Israel. It's an Israel that did. Right? They didn't say that a David Smuchim Mekarka because bracha want us to be more appreciative of the, right? of the earth. They understood that because bracha was the megala asvara, which is supposed to go back to that svara. Or this result of it, if you think it, Mishum Dechsev, Lashem Horatzim Loya. The Kalvachim Epricha, we said yesterday, Taisa said, this is a bad Kalvachim. Right? Not a serious Kalvachim. So why do we have a Kalvachim and not a serious Kalvachim? Chazal knew it was a bad Kal V'chaimah. So why are we reading Rashi recording in Kal V'chaimah? It's Kal V'chaimah Pricha. That's a kash in the Kal V'chaimah. So I would suggest that apparently there is some emes in Kal V'chaimah. There's some value in the Kal V'chaimah. It's not an ironclad svara. You can ask a kash in the Kal V'chaimah. But apparently it's not such a terrible svara that the whole svara is rejected. You can't prove that you can't do from Birkas Hamazon that I have to give a dog Koyde Machila. Can't prove it. But apparently the idea that I give Hoyda the Acher Achila, so that was a Svara that the Torah is Machadish. Now Chazal wanted to understand, once you accept that idea, so we cannot be Machayim, we did the Eraisa, because you can ask a Kasha. But you can accept that the svara is the svara because Baruch is happy with. Now, so what? So coming back to what he said before, so what is the point of a svara which is
machash?
Good.
You can have the svara like a kapur.
Correct. Yeah. You don't necessarily need it. Correct.
Kapur another game.
Oh, so come back one sec. So I think we'll explain that in a minute. So the question is, so what is this thing, what is this animal of a svara that there is machadish? No? It's a trap. A svara that is zikul of balayem. That's what we're saying. The Gemara says, it's a svara that's zikul of balayem. So it's a compelling svara, and some of us wouldn't get it. B'nai Yeshua is kasha. It's a svara. So it should be the day raisa. Tasha says no. that a reasonable person who's not Mibali Emes would be able to live an honest life without making a bracha. He's not Mibali Emes, he's not one of the great minds, right? He'll be able to figure out, he'll be able to live consistently without a bracha. What would you say? If you were forced to argue that a bracha is not a svara, could you argue? Could you argue that a bracha is not necessary mitam svara? No. Such a compelling svara. No, the rebellious is left inside. Hashem is a kfir. So I would say that svara, I could easily argue against this svara. What's the svara? How can you partake in this world without getting the shushness of Baruch? How can you partake in this world without giving a job? Because Baruch made you boss of a gun, right? Barbed in the Foshas, then Chesreina. Right? Let's put the Chesreina little on the parrot. Because Baruch created us with needs. Right? As Rashi says on the parak, if you want, the chesreinam without water are finished, right? Because Baruch created the world needs and luxuries, right? I'll call Mashir Baruch lahachiyos. Taisha says lahachiyos luxuries, but needs is chesreinam, water, bread, chesreinam, air, chesreinam, right? Cake, meat, eggs. Cake is almichi, but what is that? So, in Kushbrochu made me a boss of a dog and said, he created Neuberger and said, Neuberger cannot live without cleaning in this world. So, that's the system. So now every time I partake of his world, so I have to give a dog. That's the system he made. I mean, to make me, create me, and not give me what to eat. That'd be a nice achzorius. So every single moment he didn't have to say thank you. Right? What does the Gemara say? See, Pshat and Gemara. Lamehame and Beis. Top of the Yom. Tomer Chandina Bar Papa. Kol Anene Menoel Mazeb Libracha Ki Ilu Goizel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael Shenemar Pasuk in Mishlei Goizel Ove Ve'imoy Ve'omer Ein Pesha Chaveru Lish Mashchis. Person who robs his parents and says, no problem. A person could rob his parents and say, hey, Pesha, what's the big deal? They brought me to this world. Right? So they brought me to this world, so obviously they what they have is for me. And they first have Ben Yochid. Not Skivalf, no. He's only around. So everything his parents have is for him. So what do you mean they need Rishus to go to the fridge? What are they earning up for us for? It's for me. Yeah, for my tuition, my food, my clothes. Right? I wouldn't be here if not for them. They just had to get married. So they had me. So Goy's love of Imar. So he can rob his parents, ain't Pesha. Alright, what? That's a problem? That's the way the world works. So Shlomo Melech says, that kind of attitude is an Ishmashtas. But is it illogical? Could a person say consistently and logically that I have to make a bracha every single time that I take from the world? That's the Rebbeinu Shel system. And Lamaisa, take a step further. And when we breathe, we make brachas. So and we go, and do we in fact make a bracha from every hanav we get in the world? Are we really consistent? Certain noise. Figure after figure out. We do the sugya of bracha sereya. That's the sugya to figure out which noise of bracha Chazal was giving. So what's the point? The point is that lani is daiti. Lani is daiti. The point is the svara is not a svara that we could say this is mechayiv a mitzvah, mechayiv a whole new part, whole new mesechta. Half a mesechta, third mesechta, three shemurim, mosek, bracha. That's a compelling svara. Mechayiv. A lamai, the Torah is mechayiv a svara. Person could say, "Peace, svara." Lani is like, you think about it. That this is a great love of emoji. This bracha, right? Bishvili nivra olam. Right? That's also a svara. Because Baruch Hu told us which svara he wants us to live by. He wants to live by the svara that Hashem wrote to him. That's what the Ritva said. Pirush, mishum dechsev Hashem ha'oratum loya. So then, once that is the context in which we're supposed to live. So memela, now it becomes a compelling svara to say that Rishus don't touch it. That's pshat in the Torah machadish svara. Coming back to Jesse, we said Birkas Hamazon. Birkas Hamazon is kaveya for us that we have to give hoydah after we have nourished ourselves. That's kaveya, a concept. It's kaveya svara. Without the kvias of Birkas Hamazon, I could have argued, if we follow the Kalo Chayim route, that it's, I'm a nice guy if I say thank you to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. But that's what it's here for. My Raya, the psukim about Shechita, no? So I'm supposed to do it. Right? Yom Tov, I'm supposed to have Sudas. Right? Because Baruch Hu made it for me. So that's what I'm saying, Jesse, that the Kal V'Chomer may not be a perfect Kal V'Chomer. A Kal V'Chomer could be mafra the Kal V'Chomer. But the Kal V'Chomer is saying, Birkas HaMozen is Keiveya, an attitude. The Torah wants to have this attitude. Memela, now I have a svara I have to work with. The svara Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to work with is Hashem or Tumla. Nope, we didn't say. Yes, we didn't say.
How I need to live.
Yeah.
That would be a
pericom.
That would be the
pericom. No, I don't think so. You think it would be a
pericom? No. What would be the
pericom? What exactly is the pericom? What exactly is the kalachomer?
If you have something from either bread or also just amin, then
kalachomer
you have to
bread
when you're hungry.
So how does Rashi understand the kalachomer? He doesn't say it over here. Ik, Yishu Saveya, Samach Lahaydayis. I find it a difficult Kalachomer to get with. Right? If when you're satisfied, you have to make a bracha, so certainly when you're hungry, you should make a bracha. If when you're full and satisfied, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, now you may have forgotten. I'm not exactly sure how to articulate Rashi's Kalachomer. The way I was thinking about it is that if when a person is satisfied, and doesn't have the hergish of famine, of thirst, of hunger, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Habibi, owe me a little bit of haidah. So certainly when the guy is famished and thirsty and he's schwitzing and it's hot, it's 100 degrees outside, he's about to drop out of exhaustion, so then he mamish feels that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is providing for him. But if a person is satisfied, he doesn't fully feel the extent of what his Baruch Hu provided for. That's how it made sense to the Kalb Chomer. There's a yesod in there which we have to explore, and that is that the Baruch Hu is based on a certain kind of heritage. Logically, I find it difficult. Logically, thank somebody after it worked. Right? Now I'm satisfied. All right. Thank you, Rebbeinu Shlomo, for giving me the food. I'm satisfied. Before, all right, I haven't done that. buy a product, you haven't tried it out yet, so you're still a little bit, there's a little suffering over there. Right, so that's why I have trouble having a market in California coming around. The best I can do is that Rafa is expressed through the heritage. So the heritage of having a jug of water in your hand when you're thirsty, so that is a, at that point in time, a person is a greater, connects to that heritage more. No, so what's the Piruch HaDav? How do you upset that? First of all, the Yisrael may be incorrect. Why do you have to say the Baruch is an expression of an instantaneous and momentary heritage? Maybe the Baruch is an expression of a person with Isha Vadas who's no longer thirsty and starving. How do you know? Right? So the Kavach is not a perfect Kavach, maybe it's not an expression of heritage. That's one way it can be mafia. How does that relate to what we're saying now? Oh, you want to just go ahead?
Maybe you can just say the Baruch is saying that the difficulty would be you made it this way. So when you satisfy my hunger, I'll thank you, but I can't necessarily thank you for the food which you're making me eat. You made it that I have to eat, so why should I thank you for it?
If I can, not bad. Right now, when I'm hungry, so I recognize to a greater extent that this is the system. When I'm satisfied, so I don't necessarily say that Baruch Shalom, look, this is created me for value. But a person could be, it's very good. No, we say you and I.
What
in
the attitude of
Hashem Arzulah,
the
swear of
the
Shechet Shechet Torah?
What do we
do with Mishmini Barawah
in this case?
Promise. You mean with the Pasuk of Hashem Arzulah, Hashem Arzulah? That's what the Gemara, that's the Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara is saying that David HaMelech was Peveyah for us two attitudes which seem to be in conflict, certainly when it comes to Masah. Right? So, how could there be an attitude of Hashem Ratzim Loya and an attitude of the Yoruz and the Odom? So the resolution is that the overwhelming attitude, the overwhelming context is Hashem Rosh Hashanah. I can be Zoyche to have Rosh Hashanah. That's how Chazal or Miyash are the two approaches. Right? But what you're saying supports the idea that we need to have a Svar Shechit Shatar. Because maybe I could argue a little bit differently. I could argue before when I was asking for svaris that run contrary to Chiyuv Bracha. Oretz HaMelech, because Bracha gave us this world to, right? We do Oretz V'Kiv Shua. So maybe I could argue that if Kadosh Baruch Hu wants me to run the world, say, doesn't want me to stop every 3 seconds and say, I'm just a worker of you. Maybe Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to feel in control. So what I'm suggesting is that's the point of a svara shechit shatayra. You see from this ritva, right? Let's go step by step now. We want to understand the ritva, bo'emek advarim, and put the ritva in the chidushim, together with the ritva in the halacha, together with the ritva in the sechus v'shem. So then the ritva's sheet that comes out, kaftim v'ferach, the ritva is an idea that Kadosh Baruch Hu will sometimes want us to understand certain things from his Torah and want Chazal to be to articulate ideas that are in the Torah itself, Talmud b'Torah. Right? By the way, the Ritva is a fascinating Ritva. Because once you understand this Ritva, the idea of things being Talmud b'Torah, this relates very much to the Ramban's approach that Kol HaTorah Sheimus Hashem, Ramban and HaGdama, the Gematrius of Talmud b'Torah. It opens up a whole approach to Inyanei Kabbalah, the Nidrush for Remez, right? And as the Ritva is saying, you have such a sound Makor for a Kadosh Baruch Hu being Matmin Devar b'Torah. Right? And the concept that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that one of the roles of Chazal, separate, which is also fascinating, one of the roles of Chazal is to be Megal, the things that are Torah. That's the way Kadosh Baruch Hu gave over the Messiah. Bechsav, Balpeh, and things that are Torah. Right? Which the truth is, we accept that idea, we live with that idea, but the Ritva articulates. Now, what's the Ritva say? So he says that there is an idea which in and of itself is not Golil HaKol. It's not this powerful svara that is compelling. But the Torah taught us that this is the approach we're supposed to have. This is an attitude. This is the svara we're supposed to have. Chazal understood that this is what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. Just like Chazal did asmachtas. And over here, Chazal darshan. And first we thought it's Kadosh Baruch Hu Hashem. No, and then we found out that is an asmachta. According to Ritva, what does it mean? And what I'm saying right now is not rigorous, because the lashon asmachta comes from the text, and that's from the Ritva. Right, if I remember correctly. And he used it also. But the Ritva would be saying that Chazal understood from the get-go that this was something that Chazal were kaveya the din de rabbanon, Allah lofted the din de rabbanon. However, it's based on a svara which we would not adopt by ourselves if not the Kadosh Baruch Hu was melamed us to have a svara. And Ritva says one thing a little bit different of it. That is that Balei Emes would figure it out on their own. Balei Emes would not understand that my what I was arguing before is krum and incorrect. But many would buy into it. So Kadosh Baruch Hu had to teach me that this is the correct svar. Right? So now, coming back to where we ended off yesterday. We ended up yesterday with Machlokes Rabbeinu Chananel and Rabbi Yehuda Misir Leon on one end, and Roy Rishon on the other end. We said the Machlokes might be based on Elul Shabbat, the Gemara Elul Yisvar. But I Yotzei from this Machlokes is Mukhrach. It is the Machlokes of what you do with the Svara. So now we can explain the Machlokes or formulate it more precisely. What is the and the Mela will understand where she's coming from without any length. A svara shechit shakra is it a din deiraisa or a din rabbanan? No, say. And I can understand why each side is. You can argue each side. Right? You can say a svara shechit of the Torah is. Once Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "This is mutma b'kro. This is why do I have to tell you this? Why do I have to give you these psukim? Because you made me make a mistake." Balei Emes would figure this out, but many of us are not Balei Emes, so I have to give you enough information to get on the right track. But that's in the right stuff, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu was megalas svaritas. Or you could say, "For care," you could say, "Kadosh Baruch Hu left it for Chazal, for Megala, this svar." So it's like any other asmachta, different perspective. This is the perspective. Right? Can I make it understand? So the Bnei Yeshua says, so why is this not, this svara must be a lomeli svara, lomeli kira? It's different. Pesha also, Pesha ether, and Amotra Homerai, the Gemara did not claim those were svaras at the Torah's Mechadish Torah. In the Gemara claim, those were svaras that are patently obvious and compelling, and Kol Bar Bei Seichel will figure it out. Kol Bar Bei Seichel figures out that the plaintiff has to make a case, right? Probably correct. You probably go through any legal system, you'll find that you won't find that the defendant now has to come in and make the case. The plaintiff has to make the case. Right? So Kol Bever, I figured that out. That's a svara that's so compelling that it's got to be Din Deiraisa. But a svara that I may not have had if the Torah was Megala to me, that could be Din Deiraisa. Exactly what Chazal did, So we're not ready for this. In other words, did Chazal say that it's a mitzvah or a matir, which many people begin to discuss right at the beginning? So that I don't think there's enough information over here. Maybe we'll give you a remez in a moment, but we have to wait for that. And exactly what was the gedder that didn't they write? So that's the next step we'll take. Okay? Question, go ahead.
Yeah, Rabbi Noam is really young. He said the word is left. So he's not saying, you can't say that he's saying it's a svara, that's the darshan and krah, therefore.
Do you have it in front of you? Oh, so that's what I was saying yesterday, that when you're reading it inside, you'll question whether my reading is correct. This is the first line. Right? The first line is to throw the question like the El Elas Machda Ba'alma. Right? So, and then he goes on to say, Kol Hanid Le Motzi Mapik Lo Mikro Afki Misvara. So that's why I think that this first line is read separately from the rest of it. Right? That's why I wanted you to see it inside, because that's the one question you can have against the way I'm reading it. Ukro de Keshul L'El Eina Ela Asmachta Be'alma. So I thought that must belong to... he must be saying this is one way... If you look at the footnotes in 107, 108, they have trouble with this line also. This line doesn't fit in. Right, that's why I took the liberty of saying that one thing is clear. When we started reading from the next line, then it makes sense. So I thought it means that the Rebbe Yehuda is rejecting this idea. There are Bali Tosfos who say that Krodi Kushin L'Avin El Smach Tavi Alma, but I think Kolhani Le'Motzi Mabim L'Mikvah. That's what I learned from. Because otherwise, I don't think you can read it. Now, let's just experiment for a moment. If you hold a smach to be like the Ritzvah, right? So then you can read it well. Right? You can read Krol de Kushin L'El Eina Ela Smach Tav Alma. Kolhani Le'Motzi Mabim L'Mikvah Misvara. But it would still be the heels that they rise. Yes, I prefer to read it this way. But in the fact, there's a sticky point that I think it must be either there's something wrong with the gear, which is the land bound to death. Right? So why would I take liberties? Because we know that there are two gersoys about this Tosfos. Right? We know that in the previously printed one didn't have this at all. The previously printed Rabbi Yehuda, you had the Bracha Mishuleshes, is like our Tosfos. So something happened to this text over here. That's why I'm taking the liberty of saying that. I'll say that there's a but. That there really are two different ideas that we find in this Rebbe Yehuda, and it seems that this was so mechudish that some other girsa probably became the more popular one and was taken to the other readily accessible. Yeah, go ahead.
If the
Rebbe
Yehuda
is Hashem think about it, according to his goal, it means to have more than one asmachta. No, according to his goal means, you look in the Chidushim, according to his goal means that the Gemara initially thought that it was a drasha, let's say. Right, and then the Gemara rejected it altogether from being related to Inyani Brachas. And the Gemara adopted a svara from another pasuk. So it's not really, it's not shy after brachos altogether. Yeah, right. Right. Well, the Kumi Machlekes amongst the Tanoim and Amirom in terms of the Geder Adin. Right? Now let's go a step further now. Right? Let's go again. Let's see what the next step is. The first thing we said is Pshat in the Gemara. We said they rise to the Rabbah. Right? Next step we said that if it's a the Eraisa, so exactly what is it, the Eraisa? Alright? Then we said that that if it's a drabonam, how are we going to square it being a svara being a drabonam? Right? The yeshiva is not square. I mean, Chaschinach has this two-tiered approach. Slach says this kind of a svara is a drabonam. But we suggested that if you look at the Rishonim, look at the Ritva, and once you see it in the Ritva, then you can say that the Rishonim held similarly. That what we have over here is a svara shekin shakra. Alright? So what does that mean now? So that means the Chazal understood that the Torah wanted us to make brachas. Alright? Exactly what was the Geder Adin? Chazal understood that the Torah wanted us have a svara and mechayev as bracha. What exactly is the svar mechayev brach? What would you say? What's the key component of the svar mechayev brach? We're going a step further. We're being married to this. Until now, he said svar. Right? Why? How do we get away with this svar yesterday and today? Because in our minds, we're assuming something. What are we assuming? What's the svar? No? Shamar. What's that?
Shamar.
Well, say it in English. Unless you can. Say the deal for sure. Can't take it from a long time. No? What would you say? No, you have a different study in the Svara. Doesn't belong to us. No? Okay. What would you say? Aida, right? I was assuming they were all assuming Aida. I'll come to you in a moment. Why does Rashi say Aida? Right? So we've all been, without saying it, haven't discussed it, but now let's discuss it. What tack is this svar? So I'm assuming that a good part of us are assuming, like Josh, like Rashi said, it's a svar, because Baruch Hu said, Lashem, Lorazim, Loya, it doesn't belong to you, we mark your toe when you take it. Right? And that's what I was arguing. That I can argue, because Baruch Hu made me. Nope. So he has to provide for me. Right? But it's not necessarily so. I think what you're asking is saying, what's your first name?
Yami.
Yami. The saying is accurate. Let's look at the Rambam. Open the Rambam, look at his brachas. Perek Aleph Aleph Adalit. Would you mind if... Okay, so it should be clear, what we're doing right now is now we're being magdib exactly what the svara is. Right? Right? What Yami said, l'chayra, is what the Ritva says, right? The Ritva does not, in this context, does not mention Hoidah necessarily. He mentions Hey Yechidu Oda Masha Eda Shaloi V'loitah B'mena Mishot. When you have time, look at the Hagdama of the Ritva to Hilchos Brachos. See if you can figure out what he's... Whoa. He's giving a Yosef de Brachas over there. Good, thank you very much. So, Perek Aleph halacha. We'll start with saying halacha. We'll start with halacha.
Right. Halacha aleph is birkas hamazon. Right. Halacha beis. Who be divrei sefer din the rabbanon. Be'varach al kol machol techila v'yachar kach yem mimenu. Gibel, shame should be working on Anoya, that the working on the Mitzvah Mitzvah. Who broke his rabbi, his Tinu Chachom, and the Roshem of Anoya. Nimtzu, a lot of Dalit. This Bechal is all difficult. Why do you have to give us a seat? Nimtzu and a lot of Dalit. Kol HaBroch is Kul and Shleish and Bingin. Birch is Anoya, Birch is Mitzvahs. Ubirvais Aindoa, Shayderech Shelach Maindoy Uba Kosha. In a Lizkor is a Bore Tomet Uli Yir Omni Medem. How do you read this Rama? Nitzukol Abrochus Mushmishmi. Birvais Aindoya, Birvais Aindoya, Birvais Aindoya, Shayderech Shelach Uba Kosha. Now, this last line of here, the Lizkor is a Bore Tomet. Is that referring to the last, not the Zayyoya, the Ophi Zayyoya. Wait, anything we're going to want to do? Luke, what do you say? Rambam does not mention how you go. I didn't read that one. According to Rashi, it's clear the Yisoid and Bracha is a God. Right? With Vos, Losh, and Niz, and Tilas, and Shos. What did we say about Rambam? No, what do you suggest? The last line. If this verse has very common literary metal, if that means, if that's referring only to the last, the third, then there would be no new information. I was wondering whether that refers to all three brachas. Because in Halacha Gimel, the Rambam spelled out, Ubrachis, Rabbis, Tinah, Chav, Ner, Shem, Vidal, Ner, Makosha, Kinei, this chorus, and Bari, Tomit. Af al pish of Leiden and Leiosa Mitzvah. So, if Kinei, this chorus, and Bari, Tomit, and Bimenu is referring only to Birchas, Shemach, Leidoya, then it is entirely repetitive. And then it's a little bit strange why he added on Uli Yirmi Menu. On the other hand, if the Rambam is not giving me a new idea and saying that when it comes to Birchas Shemach Vayudaya, to there, that would be a straight up Rafa. That was the content of the Rafa. Now the Rambam is saying, and I want you to understand, there are three kinds of brachas. And the purpose of all three brachas is Kedeilus Chorus at Bari Tobin Ul Yirmi Medo is the key of the Yerushalayim. Right? So then, the Rambam is not being repetitive, but the Rambam is pointing something out to us. That what Yami said, that a Kedosh Baruch Hu wants us to be Neitel Rishuas Kedeil Yirmi Medo. Not some book, the two ideas may not be necessarily the same. It could be three separate ideas. It could be Haidaya, those are Shos, it could be Kiyam and Yerushalayim. Rambam could be saying that the idea of Birchas HaNenen is a Kiyam and Birchas and Yerushalayim. It's a Kiyam in the idea of continuously remembering La Hashem or Oretz Uloya. Not necessarily because of Tilas Rishos. But it's the Kiyam in the midst of what's trapped. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisrael Torah
defines the mitzvah of Avas Hashem v'Yiras Hashem. What is Yiras Hashem? So the Rambam writes in Perek Beis of Yisodei Torah. The Rambam writes Keitzan Heyech Yaderech La'Avos V'Yiras. That's right. Perek Sheni Alocha Beis. Says B'Shor She Is Boinin Ha'Odem B'Masav Ubruav Anifloim Hagedolim. The year mehen chachmosay she'ein lo erich v'lo keitz miyadu oyev umshaveich umfaru misavet avigdayla leida shemagot. When a person sees, when a person appreciates any part of the bria, so then he's drawn to it. He sees how intricate it is. He sees the chachma involved, brings him to avshamot. And simultaneously, he is frightened. At the same time, he's tremendous pachad, pachad, because he appreciates the intricacy of the bria. No matter what he sees, how tiny we are. That's Yiras Hashem. So I was wondering, and that's Pshat and Rambam. Pshat and saying, and Birchas HaNenen, but again, what are we suggesting? We're saying, what is, there is a svara that the Torah is mecharish to us. A svara that without the Torah we would not have figured out on our own. Rashi is clear, this svara is a svara vayidah. That's the easiest way to understand it. Based on Birchas HaMozeh. Rashi said in a few places, it's in many places. Alright, understand it? Explain it. Next, Netilas Rishus. Netilas Rishus, the Ritvaz Lashon. Right? What's the problem, the Ritvaz Lashon? Netilas Rishus. We should have the Hergish of Hashem or Oretz of Loya. We should have an ongoing Hergish. We are visitors over here. Alright? Next, Rambam. Suggesting for your consideration that if Pshat and Halacha Dalet is that last line refers to all three kinds of brachas, if that's correct, and it's not exclusively referring to Birchas Shevach Leidayah. So then what the Rambam is saying is brachas are a kinyan in Yerushalayim. Mo ani she'el mumcha. Kiyim the Yerol Si. Right? Pasuk in Re'e. Part of a Pasuk in Re'e. Chazal are darshaning. Mo Hashem lakim derish mecha. Chayiv od levarech. Neya brachas b'chol yoyim. Could be an understanding of that drasha. Neya brachas b'chol yoyim. Because all brachas are to bring about hakoras levarech. Stop for a moment. And if you stop for a moment, then you have a greater chance of having a moment of a kiyum and avos in Yiras Hashem. Lashem or Zabloya. No. I forget the name, sorry. What were you going to say?
I think I'm
fair. I have to think about it. I'm not sure it's in this realm.
I don't know. I mean, it's just
a
different thing. I'm just looking at Gimel and Melad. And Melad, it says, when you hear it, it's not mentioned in Gimel. It's true that all brachas in general are just to enhance your Yerushalayim. Well, not just, but I mean to enhance your Yerushalayim because you're growing everything. But in Birchas Menah and Birchas Mitzvah, so you're getting something out of it. With Birchas Hodah, you're just acknowledging the nuances that,
If it's accurate to say that a Birchas Hamitzvah is getting something out of it, a Birchas Hamitzvah, you're saying it's related to something you're doing.
No, I understand. So if it's related. Right. Everything is related to something. Not necessarily get something out of it, phrase it wrong, but I mean doing something. Whatever.
Right. So therefore, what you're saying is that the way we are trained to think, right, it would make sense that if I'm just sitting back passively and see the Rockies or something. I see the Atlantic Ocean. So I said, that is Kedei, the Shabbeich, the Hodus, believe it or not. But if I'm doing something, so the way we're trained to think is that bracha is really appended to this masa, right? And what I'm suggesting in this Rambam is that this masa gives me an opportunity to make a bracha, right? The reverse, right? So we're trained to think that's the vision, bracha shalom, bracha shalom, right? Now, I would bring one strong mekor for this idea. If this is correct in Rambam, then the Rambam might be based on the Yerushalmi, which you don't have in front of you, but you all have in front of Tesefta. Tesefta Perek Dali. Look at it very quickly. You study it later on more carefully. Tesefta Perek Dali. This is found in the Yerushalmi also, so you should have seen this. In the O's bottom, sure they put in the O's bottom, but it sure is there. Then I do something else. But the regular note, in the end of it, it's very easy. The last thing is they say. No. Usually, the last thing is they say. No? Right. The very end. Usually it's the last thing in the volume they say. Unless they rearrange it. They rearrange it. Perek Dalet. Lo yit'om adam klum ad sheyivorech shenemar l'Hashem ha'oretzum loya. Right? Interesting is that in the Yerushalmi, in this Tesefta, it's the same thing, it doesn't have Rami, it's not a kasha teretz. L'Hashem ha'oretzum loya, finished. Right? And the Ritva may be referring to this. What does that mean? Now, I saw in some sefer, it's not in front of here, that the Gra thought that this is a bad girsah. Oh, yeah, it'll be a year. Hazoi Sagro. Achidu Leikol Abroch. And he says, Leirchatz Odom, Ponevar Abroch. So the Gross says it's an unremarkable text because it's incorrect. And you have to remember, whenever the Gross changed the gear, so they say he brought a huge number of rabbis for every change in every gear. So in many places, once the Gross changes the gear, so it's like Beisham Makim Zil Lav Mishni. The text doesn't exist. Nevertheless, it's conceivable that Rambam had our text. Right? And the Gra, I don't think, is saying that they messed up in Vilna. Right? The Gra is saying that there was a Tesefta Lokwi someplace which made its way to Vilna. Right? So it's conceivable to me that, and the Tesefta puts together Achi Yivarech, and he says, and you should know that this is really part of Achi Yitiru Lori Kol HaMitzvahs. So then it would stand to reason, if you are confined to this text. Right. I'm rushing now because I just want to make this horror. So you'll have to think it out later on. Right. But what I'm suggesting is that actually, a tirul kol mitzvah means that the fact that we're going to do a mitzvah with something is what allows us to partake of this world. Right? Call it. So the text that we have is impossible to read, right? The loy bracha. Mal, actually, two look on mitzvahs. right? If you look at the Rishami, I believe the Rishami just said, it doesn't have ball. He just says, mitzvah, I think, is ball. Let's check it out. I'm not sure. It could be that the Rambam said the bracha must be a keem of some mitzvah. And that and Chazal were kaveya to do some mitzvah in order that when you partake in this world, you become a mitzvah b'shatah. So says the Rambam, was the easiest mitzvah to partake of. Or not the easiest. What is the most general mitzvah? That you can Makayim Bishas Kol Hano V'Hano Yiras Hashem. What if some keep a mitzvah right now? So, sometimes there'll be a keep a mitzvah, we see this Yom Tov, we see this Shabbos. Sometimes there'll be Mechazim me to learn. Some Mechazim to have a Parnasa. But if I don't, if I want to get away from the sometimes, and Chazal want to be conveya something that will apply to every Maisa Achila, to every Maisa Ano that's significant. So to stop for a moment and think about the Floy Sabar. So that might be where the Rambam is coming from. In other words, we're saying the following. We're saying it's two ways. If number one, if we have correct shot and rapa, then we all say it's incorrect shot. They would say that we're reading it incorrectly. But if it's correct shot and rapa, that bracha, even birchas hanen and our kiyum niras Hashem, and understand that this is not mukhrach and rapa. I understand it's not mukhrach, but I think it's close enough. That it's not in violation of the principle of not thinking that I'm wrong. So, right? So if that's correct, so the question is, where's the Rambam coming from? So I would suggest that the Rambam may have based it on this Tesefta, that there must be a Kiyum Mitzvah. Which then allows me to partake of the world. So what's the key? That's what I'm saying. The answer. Hayyotze mikol zeh. So the last thing we did today is we went one step further and said, what's the getter of the svar? What is the svar? Right? So according to Rashi, the svar is hayda. According to the Ritva, netilas rishos, which may be a svar in and of itself. Right? It may be the hergish, the constant hergish of Hashem Motzav Lo. It could also be that the Ritva's falls into the Rambam idea. The Tils for Shos is another way of expressing Yiras Hashem. Could be. Not sure it doesn't. Better to give it as a separate svara for the timing. What's the Rambam's getter? The getter as svara. What were Chazal misaking for us? I'm suggesting. Right? In Rashi, that's clear. How you doing? And Rambam is suggesting, and the truth is that I'm more reacting to the fact that Rambam does not record Haggadah. That bothers me more than the legal Rambam. Rambam doesn't say, if this Ha'or is not correct, then the Rambam does not explain to us what Brechtabar and then are coming from. So if it did the Rabbanim, there should be something. Something. So Pasha will say, well, Halacha Aleph, he says, related to Birkas HaMozim. So it's like, ain't the crap, right? Anyways, so their suggestion is to get it in the Rabban is to be Makayim the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem. Alright? So these are basic ideas. With Nafkaminas, I have to go weiter and see how it plays itself out. Right? So, again, we're not having it's premature to discuss whether the bracha is a mati or bracha is a mitzvah. But some of these things will be neiveya to be discussed. On Sunday, I have to give it a little bit of earlier shir. I have to leave, I think, by 11:30. So we'll have shir on Sunday at 10:30. Okay, and we'll learn the shilkus. when the Marma comes. But it's a little bit off the beaten track. But it's such an important aura on Kiddush, the Yom Shabbos, that I was kedai to look at. Let me just make one very quick aura in the parsha, and then we'll have mincha. Is that discussed in previous years that the in the middle of Teicha there's a pasuk, I think pasuk memches. Pasuk says, "Tachas asher lo yavad l'shem Teicha b'simcha b'tuv lev." The pasuk that means is that we didn't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we had it good. We didn't serve. We were comfortable. We had food and clothes and. It was clear that Baruch was taking care of us. So since we didn't serve the Baruch from comfort, the Baruch was going to bring us the servant from tragedy and pain. There is a Ramban in Parshas B'Shalach that has Merame to this pasuk, and it seems to me that Rabbi Shavel agrees with this Aura. Because he points this out. The Ramban writes that the reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us certain parshas of the Torah in Mora before Har Sinai, the Torah says, "Shom som lechek u'mishpat b'shom niso." So, what was the nisoyin that we had? This is in the Ramban, Mishalach Tes Vav Chofei. The Ramban says. Mashma shaydim achukim ahayim belimirei som osa nekudish baruch hu letzavais eschem b'chach lehargilu mamitzvahs viladas im yikabalu oisom besimcha b'tub leivav, to see would we accept them besimcha b'tub leivav. So it sounds like Net Ramban that he understands the pasuk to mean that we didn't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'tech simcha. Not that that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking us to task for not serving him in comfort. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking us to task for not having taking great pride and simcha b'shas mitzvah. If that's the case, this is a very frightening possible to think. We think that avodah b'simcha, that's a midas chasidus, right? As long as we do the mitzvahs. All right, that's good enough. To do mitzvahs b'simcha, wake up in the morning early to get a minyan b'simcha. Right? So I'm filling b'simcha. We think that's a midas chasidus. I'm looking at Ramban, because Baruch was saying that is elemental to avodas Hashem. We'll discuss it when we have more time. Ram discusses at the end of Hilchos Lulav that avodas Hashem b'simcha is a natural part of avoda. And if a person is unsuccessful in avoda b'simcha, then it's that a person is squelching that which is natural. It's natural for a person to use a lashon of Chavetz Chaim, because it says it all, and then we'll finish up. Chavetz Chaim was an advocate of wearing some part of the tzitzis b'chutz. I'm not sure exactly what, but it did not become a minigun in Lithuania. But Chavetz Chaim was advocating. Chavetz Chaim says, why did he advocate it? He's, well, a person is given the crest of the king, the badge of the king, see, to put it over here. And a person is a nobility, right? So he doesn't, and the king gave him a special crest to wear. So and he puts it in his pocket, he tucks it away. First of all, no one would do that. Second of all, the king would get very offended. Right? The point of having the crest of the king is to show that you take pride in it. So that's the side of your response. The person has a hakara, an understanding that these mitzvahs are in a shemayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is mechaber us to do his mitzvahs. That idea of the chir of am segula is an elemental idea. The yisayin yisayin. But if a person is is connects with that idea. It has to be a person's simcha. If a person is unsuccessful in avodas Hashem b'simcha, it means he hasn't connected enough with the idea that these are sharing to the someone in the place of the Shiva. It means either for the moment he's too rushed, he couldn't think, well, if he's tired, he couldn't think. If he's trapped, he couldn't think. Right? But if a person over time loses sight, so then ultimately we're going to lose the connection with the mitzvahs altogether. That's what the Rambam was saying. So the first thing a person has to connect to this the mental idea of Avodas Hashem. That's what the Rambam said. Okay. Well, daven hechash v'nesri. Thank you very much.